Now it's time for Business News at 8 minutes to eight. Here's Gail Conway.
Thanks, Mary. Faster housing delivery could mitigate the impact of tariffs, according to the latest report from Davy. Updated forecasts from the Department of Finance show that economic growth will slow next year due to US tariffs. Davy believed that this presents a compelling rationale for the government to use all available levers to accelerate housing and infrastructure delivery in the near term. Davy Chief Economist Kevin Timoney joins us on the programme now. Kevin, 10% US tariffs are forecast to slow economic growth this year and next. How would faster delivery of housing now mitigate the impact of tariffs?
Well, Gail, I suppose it's really looking at the recent history of the Irish economy and when would have been the best time to have built housing. It was probably about 10 years ago, realistically. But now that we potentially have a slowdown in activity, that creates a bit of capacity. There's often concern that there wasn't the capacity to do all of the growth in the economy and to add to the supply side as well. We see that there's a good opportunity coming up now and that it would be a good, almost counter-cyclical time to do it when the rest of the economy is potentially slowed from tariffs. Yeah.
So what are the actual levers that the government can use to accelerate housing and infrastructure delivery in the near term?
I think in the near term, there could be a boost to housing output anyway. We did see a big increase in commencements last year. Now, these have been somewhat discredited because I suppose there were some subsidies at play, and maybe not all of the commencements will be built. But even if some of them were built, that would still imply a good boost to housing in Q2. So it'll be interesting to see whether that takes place. Other levers that could be pulled on, though, of course, there's an ongoing review of rent pressure zones. So that's one channel to potentially open up increased supply. There are a number of others that we've previously pointed to, such as lowering construction costs and potentially looking to do further reforms in terms of planning. I think those are three key areas that could be looked at by the government now. Yeah.
So the My Home report for quarter one said a trade war could have negative impacts on activity in the housing market due to the potential consequences tariffs may have on high earners' jobs in Ireland. Are there concerns that reduced high-earning roles at multinationals, for example, could mean more people are looking for cheaper houses of which there's already a short supply?
That is a big challenge. I think the distribution of availability in the market, I mean, overall availability is very poor, but the distribution of availability isn't always aligned with where need is greatest. I think that's fair to say. Realistically, we're looking at, we think up to 30,000 new rental units a year are needed, for example. And to your point on high earners and multinationals, very often these earners are straight into the rental market. So there is a bit of a mismatch potentially there because a lot of the new supply coming through is at kind of the high end of prices. So that needs to be looked at carefully as well. I mean, there has been a big ramp up in social and affordable housing, and that's stepped in somewhat to, you know, substitute out some of the private rental sector building, which has slowed down dramatically, I think, in recent years.
And Cairn Homes is today reporting that build cost inflation is currently running below their full year 25 expected level of 2%. It said while they're mindful of the potential impact of changes in global trade policies, that they're not witnessing any adverse effect on their business at present. Are house builders likely to be exposed to tariffs?
I think house builders in some cases have reasonable insulation away from global developments. Like, house building is really a non-traded activity. You know, we do have to bring in some of the materials and so on from abroad. So there's a potential channel to higher inflation there. And they were exposed, of course, in the wake of the Ukraine invasion when, you know, some prices especially went up very high, steel and so on. But I think in general, this is a domestic activity, and that's really the key of what we're saying, is that a domestic activity can be ramped up quite a lot in the next number of years if we get things right, and that would be very beneficial to maintaining higher economic growth, to keeping employment growth strong and so on. And it's a domestic channel for growth rather than the international channel like FDI.
Okay, Davy Chief Economist Kevin Timoney, thanks for joining us in studio this morning. We'll have more business news in the next hour.